Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
This is the RFC News Desk. I am Brian, and we are here to talk about BotBots. The BotBot series season one launches on Netflix March 25th, which is today. And we've had a chance to watch, thanks to Netflix for the screener access. And I'm not going to go into any spoilers because the series really doesn't lend itself to that anyway. And it wouldn't affect the substance of the review. I'm just going to give you some somewhat disconnected thoughts that I've had throughout watching the series. The series really picks up after the first episode. The first episode, of course, you know, sets the premise. We have BotBots. They are parts of different tribes, and they live in the mall. It's pretty much the gist behind the toys, and it's also the premise of the series. After the first episode, they really delve into the characters themselves. I originally thought, watching it with the first episode, that the series felt kind of like Teen Titans Go before it found its footing. But the series really quickly sort of finds its way. And I have to say, the thing that I like the best about it is that the series clicks. It really feels like an A-level production and not, you know, just a toy tie-in, unlike other series. The animation is unique and interesting. The voice acting is great. The writing is great. Everything just comes together in a top-notch package. And I wasn't expecting that, to be honest with you, not going to lie. I was pleasantly surprised by how much I actually enjoyed the series. It's not bust-a-gut funny. It's not really trying to be. But it's very clever. The premise and execution of most episodes are relatively clever, some particularly so. I specifically liked the Science Alliance episode, as well as the musical episode that was borrowing somewhat from Hamilton. There's a LARPing episode that I found quite clever. The series, from a narrative standpoint, is just really well constructed. There's some clever social commentary in there for what I consider a kid's show. You can watch this show whether you're a Transformers fan or not. I really see this being a series that could be a gateway to Transformers in the broader sense. But at the very least, this is something that a kid could just pick up and enjoy. And I mean, I certainly enjoyed it. It has a feeling that is unique to and separate from other Transformers series. The thing I like best about it is that there's no pre-existing lore to worry about. It's not going to rehash a story you've heard 24 times. This series is its own thing. Any reference is an Easter egg. That's it. That's all. It's so refreshing. The animation is good. It has this nice mixed media approach to things. There are some clever visual gags as well as conventions that I find neat. Like, for example, when they pull out and show BotBots in a group, they are very generic and indistinct. But I just think in general, the series is very clever. I enjoyed it. I think the series is going to be very approachable for anyone, really. I mean, it would be a great show for parents to watch with their kids. If me being a 40-something male, I enjoyed watching it by myself. I just really think that this is something that could be enjoyed by pretty much any audience. And that, again, is so refreshing. Again, I want to thank Netflix for the screener access. You guys are great, very accommodating. We really appreciate it. And of course, this podcast is brought to you by our lovely patrons at patreon.com/TFRadio. If you are interested in becoming a patron and helping make all this possible, again, go to patreon.com/TFRadio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.